happy laughter day. And welcome to Baba G, the Caveman. Mm-hmm. My spiritual sit-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. My co-host.
Hi, everybody.
Dr. Uma.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of like 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. Yay! So, got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Babaji's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show tonight. And we both are honored and happy to guide you and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji's here. I kick your crutches. Now, we're going to take first caller. Hello, hello. You are on air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Identify yourself for the audience, please. Thank you.
Patricia.
Welcome. Hi, Patricia. How are you, darling?
Hi. I am well. How are you?
All right. All right. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia, yes. All right. Happy estate. Go ahead. Ask me a question. Thank you.
A guy that I used to talk to a while back when we were younger has reconnected with me, and I just wanted to know what was his intention.
Oh, his intention is to get back with you in a romantic way, meaning starting another, phase of romance with you in a relationship. So that's what is in the store, okay? So that's
okay.
Why. You understand that now? Yes, okay? And it's okay to, cut him a slack and let him in, but be careful of what you say and the reaction at along with it. So be cautious. All right, darling? No worries.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so he doesn't want a long-term relationship with me?
Yeah. Just be patient and do not react, and you'll be just fine. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So welcome him back with caution. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Next person in line. All right. Hello. Hello, you are on air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, this is Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. Yes, go ahead, darling. Thank you, Adriana,
the
from California.
Yeah.
Yes, darling. You have one question for me.
I have had a dream last night, and the dream was like this. I was, it looked like it was a cave, but it was not a cave. And there was somebody talking to me and giving me a lot of insightful things. But the last thing I remember this person said, it was, no matter what, nobody's going to believe you. And then I stood up and I left this person behind, and I started walking in this type of a tunnel, but I don't know if it was inside the cave or it was a tunnel, I don't know, but I kept walking, and there was a light coming from the end of it. And this light was growing and growing, and suddenly in front of me, it was the face and the body of Jesus Christ. And he was just pure light, but it was the most beautiful face I ever saw in my life. It was like this the face of the sun.
Okay.
The skin was like
all right,
cold.
Let me answer it. Because we have only, you know, just 2 minutes for each client here. So, you are, in a nutshell, are growing in your spiritual advancement. And so, that's why you saw the light and the face of Jesus Christ. So, you can call me on Keen. I can give you in-depth details, but not here. There's no time left permitted for me to do that. But that is the interpretation in a nutshell for you to grow as you're growing faster, which is a great thing. Congratulations. It's a great dream. It's not exactly a dream. It's mixed with a lot of, actually, you know, vision. So thank you so much, Adriana. All right. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Next person in line. Thank you. All right. Next person in line, please. Hello.
Hey. This is Tasha calling from California.
Hi. Tasha from California. Yes. Go ahead, quickly.
I want to know, what do hearing wants need to know if we're not in contact right now?
Oh, you're not in contact. Oh, you need to be actually more patient in this year, throughout this year. But during these holidays, Thanksgiving, Valentine's, Christmas, and New Year, I remember Henry, right? Henry is going to come more, towards you. And you guys are going to have more communication on that level. So you shouldn't worry so much as time progresses, but be patient, and you can send him, you know, text messages as Happy Thanksgiving and stuff like that, you know, Merry Christmas and this and that. So that way he will respond and say, oh, thank you, like that, you too. Then it would be a, you know, great initiative for continuance of, you know, communication between you two. Because he's not that good in communication. You understand? So that's why.
Yeah,
you understand that?
Will I see him this Thanksgiving to be able to do that?
Right. Thanksgiving is a good day for him to reach out. Yes, and you need to reach out to him before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving. That would be a great thing. All right. Thank you so much for reaching out here. Welcome.
Okay.
Next person.
All right, thank you.
All right, darling. Love you. Good night.
Love you too.
Next. Thank you. All right. So, next person in line.
Hi, Babaji.
Hello.
Hi, Babaji.
Andrea, how are you? Next person. Yes, Andrea. Yes, Andrea. Andrea from Las Vegas. Yes. The gambling planet of the earth.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead and ask me a question. Thank you. Welcome back.
I did not get the job that we talked about, and I'm very discouraged, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a different job coming along, or maybe that one will come back.
Yes, that is both are the great possibilities as well, yes. But right now, in this month, that is lots of, you know, intensity happening is because of the retrograde. The communication is really very tough, and that's why there is a lot of confusion going on in the air between humans on communicative level. And so that's why you will be experiencing the same throughout this, like until like first week of December. So just be patient and be careful not to say things that is, you know, derogatory or reactionary. So be patient, and you will get other jobs coming your way as well. So there was a competitor, a strong competitor. That's why you didn't get that job right away. But that job is not completely gone. That job can resurface out of blue because they are keeping you, you know, in the pickle jar on the shelf for a rainy day so they can, yes, so you're not completely waved out, all right? So don't worry about
so will
it.
I hear,
you're not.
Will I hear from them again soon?
Towards the, not soon, towards from the same job you lost, you might get the email towards the last of the year, but in next year, in January onwards, January, February, you're going to get an email back. You know, they're just trying to, you know, get more employees. So no worries there, okay? So just be patient. There are lots of activities going on as I see. So be patient with them and don't be losing hope. Hope is a good thing. Hope for the best. All right, sweetheart? Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
No worries. You're most welcome, Andrea. Yes. No fear when Baba is here.
I tried.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
We love
Dr.
you.
Uma.
All right.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much. Good night. So, next person in line.
Hello. Yes, hi.
Hello
Baba.
Hello. Yes. Baba Ji
speaking.
Yes, your name for the
yes.
audience?
Aisha
from?
Yes,
East
from
Coast
Connecticut.
Of United
yes,
States. From Connecticut. Yes.
Yes.
Welcome,
yes.
Aisha.
Okay,
go ahead and ask me a question.
Okay, Baba Ji. You know, the thing is that it's been 6 months and I've been applying for jobs. And my question is that, you know, Connecticut right now is in a very bad shape as far as the job situation. And I've been applying in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. And my question is that in the new year, should I relocate and should I try to move in another area? Maybe that will open up the possibility for maybe some new jobs because I've been getting some responses for jobs from that area. Like this is Maryland and Washington, D.C. and Virginia. Like
yes.
that, those are the three
yes,
areas.
Yes. Yes, you might have to relocate due to your job coming. So you will get, yes, that job. But I see that you will be getting a job in November and December. Be patient, okay, darling? We are out of time.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody. And I wish you all the best. And happy Thanksgiving in advance to everyone. And we love you, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.